another outside the box, sometimes tending toward the goofy. Today's topic is Ig Nobel Prizes again. Another year down the drain and another batch of Ig Nobel Prize winners for research that seems silly and useless, but makes us think and realize that even wacky ideas may have merit. We can snicker, but maybe just because we didn't have the creativity to think of the idea first. Here are a few of the winners for 2024 first and then 2023 of the Ig Nobel Prizes. The Peace Prize in 2024 goes to B.F. Skinner for experiments to see the feasibility of housing live pigeons inside missiles to guide the flight paths of the missiles. The Botany Prize went to Jacob White and, get this for a multicultural name, Felipe Yamashita, sweet, for finding evidence that some real plants imitate the shapes of neighboring artificial plastic plants. The Anatomy Prize to Marjo Lane Willems and a bunch of others for studying whether the hair on the heads of most people in the Northern Hemisphere swirls in the same direction, clockwise or counterclockwise, as hair on the heads of most people in the Southern Hemisphere. The Physics Prize was awarded to James Liao for demonstrating and explaining the swimming abilities of a dead trout. Gee, I wouldn't have even guessed a dead trout could swim. The Physiology Prize went to Wendy L. Thompson and 10 others for discovering that many mammals are capable of breathing through their anus. The Probability Prize went to František Bartoš and many colleagues, some of whose names I probably would butcher, so I won't try, for showing, both in theory and by 350,757 experiments, that when you flip a coin, it tends to land on the same side as it started. I guess you would need a lot of helpers to flip a coin that many times. The Chemistry Prize went to Tess Hermans, Antoine Deblay, Daniel Bohn, and Sandor Wouterson for using chromatography to separate drunk and sober worms. The Demography Prize was awarded to Saul Justin Newman for detective work to discover that many of the people famous for having the longest lives lived in places that had lousy birth and death record keeping. And the Biology Prize was given to Fortis Ely and William Peterson for exploding a paper bag next to a cat that's standing on the back of a cow to explore how and when cows spew their milk. From 2023, the Chemistry and Geology Prize went to Jan Zalasiewicz for explaining why many scientists like to lick rocks. Lick rocks? The Literature Prize went to Chris Mullen and four others for studying the sensations people feel when they repeat a single word many, 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 many times. Did I say it seven times? That was the number in the title of the research. Communications Prize to Maria Jose Torres Prioris and seven others for studying the mental activities of people who are expert at speaking backward. The Education Prize went to Katie Tam and seven others for methodically studying the boredom of teachers and students. Key word there must be methodically. And finally, so the Psychology Prize was awarded to Stanley Milgram, Leonard Bickman, and Lawrence Berkowitz for experiments on a city street to see how many passersby stop to look upward when they see strangers looking upward. What strange research have you done that might win an Ig Nobel. I'm Larry Danziger, trying hard to see the relevance of some of these prize topics.